The latest census of women in leadership reveals that Australian women are going sideways when it comes to running the nation's top companies. Just 12 women are at the helm of the top 200 companies, although more are on company boards compared to 2 years ago. By contrast, small business is doing much better, with a big increase in the number of firms run by women. Sue Lannan has our report.
Women like Gail Kelly are a rare breed in corporate Australia. The Westpac boss is one of 12 women who are chief executives at Australia's top 200 companies. That's according to the latest Australian census of women in leadership.
There's some good news, and the good news relates to the top 200 boards. On those boards, we've seen a considerable increase in the number of women who've been appointed. Back in 2010, 8.4% was the percentage of women on those boards. In 2012, it's now 12.3%, so that's a good increase.
That's Helen Conway, the director of the Equal Opportunity for Women in the Workplace Agency, which carries out the study every 2 years. Helen Conway says while there are more women on boards, there are fewer women in the pipeline.
I think the really bad news and the disappointment of this census is that in executive ranks we've seen negligible progress. Very concerning is that almost two-thirds of ASX 500 companies have no female executives and only 12 have a female CEO. And if you look internationally, Australia has the lowest percentage of female executives compared to countries with similar governance structures.
Another survey by the Australian Institute of Company Directors found women directors fill just over 15% of board positions, up from nearly 13% last year. The Institute's Steve Burrell says big listed companies are doing better than smaller ones.
For the ASX 20, we're now looking at 20% of female directorships. For the ASX 50, it's 19.4%. The larger the company, the better the result so far. And what we need to do is to continue that progress at that level, but also try and extend that down into the smaller companies.
Yolanda Vega is the head of the Australian Women Chamber of Commerce and Industry. She says professional women are abandoning the corporate sector and setting up their own companies instead.
Over the past 10 years, we've seen the slack of movement of women going up. At the same time, if we look at the data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, that illustrates that over the past 10 years, the number of women sole traders has gone up by 24.6%, whilst for men it has only gone up by 1%. So women are tired of the corporate environment because it doesn't provide flexibility, and they today have the ability to walk out, leave their employer behind and start up their own business. And that's exactly what we're seeing is happening.
The Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Elizabeth Broderick, says mandatory quotas may be needed to boost the number of women on boards. Steve Burrell says he doesn't think that will work.
Superficially, quotas can look like the answer because you do get quick results, but whether those results are sustainable and whether or not at the end of the day they really address the problem is, in our view, very questionable, and we think a more voluntary approach, which gets to the real heart of the problem, is a better way to go.
The Discrimination Act has been in place since 1984, and yet today, almost 30 years later, we're still talking about equal pay. So something is not working. And the reality is, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And we're seeing that regardless of how many legislations we see come into place, nothing is changing within the environments that these women are working in.
That's Yolanda Vega from the Australian Women's Chamber of Commerce and Industry. That report by Sue Lannan.